Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Welcome to the Inspirational Living Podcast. Today's reading was edited and adapted from Success and How to Win It by B.F. Austin, published in 1904. People are always looking for ways to become successful, but before entering upon the practical question, how to win success, it would be well for us to form definite and correct views of what constitutes a successful life. It is quite evident that a life may be successful from one standpoint and a failure from another. A person may be a financial success and yet have failed in school. A scientist or teacher may achieve professional success and yet fail in business. As a rule, however, ability in any one line proves ability for other lines of activity, if equal effort and determination be exerted, and success in any line of endeavor is more or less a qualification for success in other fields of activity. There are three things people generally associate with a successful life. They are achievement, power, and triumph. The life of great achievement is thought to be a successful life, one that includes the doing of great deeds. Thus, the life that manifests great power and force, the life that results in strong and beautiful character that directs and shapes the lives of others, we say is a successful life. A life is successful that triumphs over difficulties through the possession of certain virtues. Many lives are truly great and successful in their power to resist the forces that would seemingly destroy them, in the ability to be peaceful and calm and patient amid the vicissitudes of life, to suffer and endure affliction and calamity and yet maintain one's faith and courage. There is real success, though it may not be so apparent to the world. The person who builds a great business, invents a brilliant machine, or creates a timeless work of art is considered successful through their achievement. However, one does not need to be a Carnegie, Edison, or Mozart to be counted among the successful. Every person who produces something useful or beautiful, no matter how large or small, is a success in life. A life may be, and often is, truly successful which does not boast of any great achievements. Opportunity does not come to all lives to produce or take part in a great achievement. Men and women are like trees in a nursery, in different stages of growth and advancement. Some lives, yes, many, become truly successful not in outward flowering and fruit, but in the way of internal development and growth. Nature evidently intends this earthly life as a preparatory stage of growth, enlargement, and development for the grander achievements of the next stage of existence. Therefore, no one ought to brood or despair if their life is not rich in great achievements. You ought not to be discouraged if the world generally does not count you a success. Perhaps in growth of intellect, spirituality, and strength of character, your life has been grandly successful. Indeed, there is no real success without this inner development, this strength and beauty of character. The lives that are counted successful through achievements are, in fact, successful not through the achievements, but through the strength and wisdom and virtue of character that made the achievements possible. Achievements are the fruits, the proofs, the outward demonstration of that true success that always implies some attributes of lofty character. Real success thus always implies a development, growth, wisdom, patience, faith, and love, the unfolding of the divine attributes of the soul. And where this evolution of our nature has taken place, we need not despair if great achievements have not been made. If that statement of the Bible is correct, that says the individual who rules their own spirit is greater than the one who takes a city, who shall say that the possession and retention of faith, hope, patience, and love amidst life's trying scenes is not as great an achievement as the building of the lofty pyramid? May there not be a majestic structure of character as well as a bricks and granite? Let us all then note the true standard of success. Let us seek especially the growth and development of our own powers. Not despising great achievements, not unduly valuing achievements which the world calls great, but looking on them as no more, at best, than proofs of that spiritual unfoldment in which life's true success must always be found. How is success won? One great secret of success is found in concentration. This consists in centering our thoughts upon a single object, and holding this object in the mind's eye persistently. The thoughts, purposes, willpower, effort, and resources of every life should be united in some single great object. A life unified, united, concentrated, dominated by one great purpose, becomes mighty, while a life with a thousand diverging purposes must necessarily be weak. Gunpowder exploded in the open air is comparatively ineffective and harmless because the energy let loose takes a thousand different directions. So with the inherent energies of any life. Divide them and you weaken them. Unite them into one purpose, as the energy of gunpowder is united in the rifle barrel, and the effect is mighty. A little stream falling over the cliffs alone is weakness illustrated. Let it unite with a few hundred others, and it cuts its way through the rocks, and digs out a channel through the valley, and sweeps resistlessly to the sea. A single sun ray injures nothing, not even the sensitive optic nerve. United with thousands of others in the burning glass, and it sets fire to the edifice. A single strand of flax is easily broken, but united with 100 others, it makes a cable to hold the ship. Most lives are weak and unsuccessful because they are devoid of a great purpose, of some lofty ambition. Multitudes of men and women have no worthy purpose in life. They are the creatures of circumstances, not the creators of circumstances. They are the driftwood of human society. Another essential element of success is self-respect and self-reliance. The successful person believes in themselves and knows that what has been done can be again accomplished, and that greater achievements are to come in the future than have ever occurred in the past. Until you reach the possession of a great purpose and come to think of yourself as able to achieve it, you have not even prepared yourself for success. Hitch your wagon to a star, said Emerson. Hitch your life to an exalted purpose and believe in your own powers. Still another essential is a strong will. Willpower concentrates the efforts of a life and gives energy to all your actions. Most lives are not devoid of effort, but the efforts are too weak to accomplish what we wish. We strike the rock of difficulty, but through our weak wills, our striking is like the blows of a tack hammer. What we need is a willpower so developed, so persistent, so omnipotent, that our blows shall become like those of the sledgehammer that pulverizes the rock. A strong will makes a life otherwise weak strong in its achievements. A tallow candle can be driven through a bore by giving it sufficient velocity. So a character inherently weak in other respects becomes mighty through the velocity and momentum which a strong will imparts. Another thing essential to us if we would win success is that we learn the lesson of economy. This applies particularly to the right disposal of our time, our energies, and our money. What wonders can be accomplished in the ordinary life by economizing one's time and devoting it to a good purpose with persistency? The hours wasted by the multitudes in idle conversation, useless reading, and dissipation, if improved in study or work, would open a pathway of advancement and success. The money squandered in trifles during a lifetime would make a most desirable fortune for old age. Financial success is indeed won more largely through persistent saving than through large earning. Then there is the economy of effort. How much there is in most lives of fruitless endeavor, of useless effort, of wasted labor. How many things we do that are unnecessary, without any profit to ourselves or others. How much time and effort we lose because our plans are not laid out with care. And how much of life's energy is utterly wasted because we dissipate it in a thousand directions in place of concentrating on one. I would like to conclude my talk today by giving you a few general rules for winning success, which I think are of value to both young and old. 1. Believe in the infinite possibilities of human nature, that is, in your inherent divinity. Recognize the fact that in you dwells potentially all of wisdom, power, and goodness. Realize the fact that human nature is open to the infinite and destined to the eternal. Set no bounds to your achievements. 2. Believe in yourself. Look upon the greatest of all human achievements, the works of the artist, the poet, the prophet, the genius, as only the outcroppings of that power and wisdom and spirituality that lies within your own nature waiting development. All of the human greatness that the page of human history has disclosed is but a faint indication of what is within yourself. 3. Cultivate a lofty ambition. Let its spurs sink into your flanks daily. Be contented and at the same time discontented. I mean be content with the plans and the ordination of nature, but never be content with your own progress and achievement. Your motto being, Excelsior. 4. Concentrate your thoughts, will, resources upon one great undertaking. Sweep all the little streams of influence and effort in your life into one mighty current of endeavor. Say with the great Apostle Paul, this one thing I do, and do it do it with your might, and do it well. 5. Save the fragments of your life. Utilize those portions of time which many waste to increase your knowledge or perfect your skill. 6. Believe in nature's cooperation. Remember that while you are seeking to do your best, all nature's forces are working in harmony with you. The stars fight for you if you are aiming resolutely, day by day, to make the most and best of your life. 7. Have faith in your angel guides and helpers. They attend your steps. They are interested in your progress. They read your thoughts and are especially pleased and interested when your efforts are earnest, your purpose is noble, and your heart full of love and goodwill to humanity. Let your thoughts and life be so pure and exalted that you will attract the higher intelligences to your aid. Then summon all your awakened powers, and calling to your aid all nature's forces and angel helpers, go forward to make your life grandly successful.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.